B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
What up? Happy, happy Monday to all across the Delaware Valley. Wow, let's hear the chant. Let's hear the chant. Let's go Flyers. Let's go Flyers. There it is, Judas, playing the song. You know what the beauty of this song is that it's actually stands for both stories today. Oh, certainly the Flyers, but even a little Shake Milton. Feel the Shake Milton.
All right.
The Flyers, what a flipping weekend. My God. Keep it going, Judas. I just want to keep hearing it. I'm starting to like love this song. As bad as it is, I think I love it. So Friday night, it's awesome, right? They just good playoff atmosphere, tied, right? Oh, they get up early, tie 1-1, Flyers control the second period. Great, great game Friday night. And you know what? On Sunday was a domination. Early. The early start, MSG, and it was the Flyers who just dominated yesterday. Wow. And it was great. Carter Hart gets that road win that he needed and a real good performance. But the Flyers just lethal on the power play, lethal on extra on special teams. Three power play goals. Shorthanded goal. And Kevin Hayes is just a he's just outrageous, man. I gotta tell you, I did not like Kevin Hayes signing. I thought I said, wow, it's too much money. Too much money. For a bottom, you know, he's not a top six guy, right? Well, it showed you that he is, that this team has tremendous depth. And if you look at its propensity to score, over the last 15 games, he got more goals than anybody in the league. More than all the Tampas and the Caps and the Lanch and Edmonton and all those sniper teams, even Toronto, which, you know, they can score, but they can't stop anybody. Winnipeg's, like all those lethal teams that can score, Flyers got more than anybody. They have shown incredible depth during this run. It's tremendous. They get the fourth line contributing. They played stellar defense, and they just took care of the Rangers. It was a slap down against the Blue Shirts. That was awesome. Incredible hockey over the weekend, Friday and Sunday. Wow. I got to tell you, this feels so different. It feels different than 2010. As amazing, and that was one of the most amazing runs ever. Remember, that was a sneaking job on the last Sunday of the season against the Devils in a shootout. So this thing is just real, and it's real good. They are a special squad, man. They are playing some incredible hockey. Bringing them back. It was awesome. National TV yesterday. Bush on the call. Bush is fabulous. As you know, he's going to join the show today. So we'll talk to Brian Boucher a little bit later on. Get you geeked over some Flyer hockey. Look, you get the kid playing on the road like he did yesterday. and you score early to take away any pressure on them. Sky's the limit for this squad. Sky's the limit. So we'll kind of let our minds wander a little bit today. And then the other field of shake Milton. It was it was a great day yesterday for us. So Sixers are in the game, and let's face it, I didn't think that. I thought they'd get blown out by 30. And they were winning the first three quarters. Clippers make a run, and they would sprint further out. Shake was on fire. It was a fun for no Embiid, no Simmons. That was a fun game. Fun game for not happening the two stars. Good morning, Judas.
What's going on?
It was a good day yesterday.
Yeah, it was a fun game for the Sixers. I never.
Well, I'm talking more Flyers, but
yeah. Oh my God, it was a beautiful day for the Flyers. You talk about Carter Harkin, that important win on the road. I mean, for a lot of people who are like finding a way to still not pay attention for some odd reason, that was like their one thing was, oh well, Carter Hart's not winning on the road. That was such an important game, and they win the home and home, and they just demolished the Rangers this week. And I was there Friday night, of course, and that was so much fun. The building was just rocking Friday night.
Oh yeah,
and it was great yesterday. How about, I know he didn't do anything yesterday, really, but Scott Laughton, I thought he was just one of those, like, all right, he's another guy on the Flyers that always kind of, like, hangs around.
Right.
Typical like Flyer. Years, like right, a raffle,
Mucker.
Right?
Yeah.
He is turning into such a good player, and he's on that line with Hayes, so they're just doing incredible stuff. So the Flyers have just been, it's incredible how much.
No, it's an amazing story. Now, so much he's the coach, right?
Yep.
Changing the system, but they're deep, though.
Yeah, and you have a goalie that you're excited once.
Dude, how about Fletcher?
He did a great job.
I mean, seriously.
He did a great job.
Look at the job that he did. That team is from top to bottom.
Yeah, they're on their fourth line. You're like, all right, they can score a goal here.
That was amazing. And listen, that Ranger team is a good team. You know, that's a good team. And they just dominated them. And when, like, so Kreider gets hurt blocking a shot Friday night. And then, like, you start to think, and it's funny because you never want one of your top scorers to be blocking shots.
Right.
So he had a broken foot. So they lose Kreider. And then, you could see, like, the momentum right off the bat. Flyers just took the game over. They score early on the power play.
3-0 early.
And then he's going bing, bing, bing. But they just dominated that first period.
It's funny that you say that you don't want one of your top scorers blocking shots or even one of your top players. But remember we had Vigneault on a few weeks ago, and you guys were talking about Konechny.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, to be honest, I kind of don't want him to be blocking shots because he's always banged up because of it. But,
yeah.
I mean, that's the beauty of him, too, right?
Yeah, I don't want to. I have an edict, though, on TK. Don't block any shots, dude. From now on, we need you for the playoffs.
Yes.
All right. How about Derek Grant just showing up yesterday?
Yeah, another acquisition.
You're right.
Fletcher.
We liked him in Anaheim for like an under, bad team.
And he gave up a fourth round pick and, guy who maybe would come up.
Right,
Chris Colo.
I got to tell you, this team's a good team, man. It's just like a top to bottom depth. They could score, they play good defense. Why not? Listen, why not?
I love it. We started the season with the Flyers are back, right? And now it's why not?
Yeah.
Like, why not? Why can't they make a run through the playoffs?
Oh, they certainly can.
2 weeks ago, I was saying, all right, you know what? Listen, they're going to be a thorn in the side of whoever they play in round one. And maybe they squeak out at round one. They go to round two. We'll see what happens. Now it's like, okay, they're in second place in the Metro.
No, they can make a run. They,
yes.
They can. Washington's and the Boston's, they can run.
Penguins are leaking oil.
Listen, this is a great, so Wednesday, what's amazing? I'm like bummed out they don't play on Wednesday. So it's amazing how things work. Now, if you want to call it front running, go ahead. I mean, I guess that's what it is. But to me, it's like whoever's playing really good, you get like intoxicated by them, right? Like, it doesn't matter. This is my argument about the front running because people go, oh, the front runner is not a fly. No, everybody jumping on bandwagon. Like, you and I could sit there and watch every Flyers and Sixers game.
Yep.
For 95% of the season, I was more excited for the Sixers because I thought they had a further, they had a higher ceiling, right? Like this, they were further along in the process.
Yeah, and that was no disrespect toward the Flyers.
No, but they were just in different parts of their rebuild, right?
Yes.
Flyers just beginning the era of good feels. So, and then you start to watch, and obviously the Sixers suffer a couple key injury, well, Ben injury, and, you know, so yesterday takes a lot out of you. Flyers, they just get better and better and better, right? They start coming together, playing better hockey, and I go, oh, man, they're not playing. I start seeking out the schedule. Like, I don't know if you're in that point, too. But I go, oh, they don't play till Wednesday, but Wednesday's going to be ridiculous because it's at Washington.
ATC, man.
And they play. Remember, they just peppered Holtby.
7-2 last
time. They peppered Holtby last time. So the next, so they got at Washington and 3 at home. You get Carolina Thursday, Buffalo Saturday, and then the Bruins next Tuesday, March 10th. And then at Tampa, the 12th. Wow. Look at these games, dude.
Yeah, they have a very tough schedule.
Over the next five, it lightens up, right? Over the next five, you got Washington, Boston, Tampa. Then you got Minnesota, Edmonton, which is still always dangerous with McDavid. Blues at Dallas, at Nashville. That's a rough spot.
Yep.
And then it lightens up for you. But it's going to be fun, at least certainly.
But that's the thing. You're not sitting there, like, when the Sixers went out west, and I know you don't like to try to compare the two teams, but when the Sixers went out west, I was like, this is going to be tough, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, you know, Lakers, but it's the Flyers. These are tough teams that they're going to be facing, but I am, like, feeling confident that
they could
go 500 during the stretch.
Oh, easily.
Above 500,
because you have more games at home.
Yes.
No, I don't feel, listen, I don't feel outmanned.
Exactly.
I feel like they could play with Washington. They already showed you that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they could play with Tampa. They showed you that. So, you know, Boston, you know, they're right. They can play with these teams. So let's go. Like, you know, that's how I look at it. Sixers, without Ben and certainly Embiid, I mean, it's not, you're not going to, you know, yesterday was one of those kind of anomaly games.
Yeah, they're 13-point dogs.
You know, shake gets hot. That was fun. And you're like, hey, can these plucky Sixers, can they pull off this upset? You know, it's kind of what it was.
Yeah, I was never really feeling confident in that game yesterday, which kind of sucks. Because when they were up, what, like 12 was the most in the first quarter. I was still kind of like, yeah, the Clippers are gonna come back.
Yeah,
and it sucks to feel that way, especially as a fan.
Well, it's
right?
funny because you remember when the Clippers got up, I believe it was by 12. In the fourth quarter, remember the beginning of like 10 minutes?
And then they cut it down to 6.
Right. And when it was like 12, my God, they're going to lose by 25.
But then Tobias makes that layup, gets fouled.
Yeah.
Shake had a couple more shots late. Yeah. You're like, all right, maybe they. Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, this is fun, though, dude. Fun times. All right, lots to get to. We're just starting on a Monday. Your best and worst of the weekend. What a great weekend. Certainly, like, I don't know. Flyers throw me back in the day. They're good. You know, it's been a while since they were good. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us.
You know that they're at I'll tell you why, but they're at a different level because of something that happened to me Friday night going to the game.
All right. Happened to me something, same thing, I think, this morning at the Wawa.
Oh, no. It was different.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was different.
All right.
I'll explain.
All right. Well, looking forward to it. Let's talk about the uncles, all right? Over at Family Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Philadelphia Airport, Auto Mall. They got all kinds of great savings going on right now. Incredible. I mean, when I tell you that they just, you go there and they got all kinds of deals for you, without a doubt. But it goes beyond just deals when you talk about Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul. See, it's not about that. Like, yeah, you're going to save, and you're going to save big and all the thing. But I think when you're talking about a purchase of that magnitude, you got to feel great about it. You got to feel great about who you're buying it from. And you really want someone that becomes your guy. Like, that's no joke. You're a guy. I got a guy. Well, that's real. Because you want a guy you trust, basically. Today's. You're going to get a good deal. That's for sure. But you're going to be treated well. You're going to be guided in the right direction. Because you have the wisdom of the uncles. The uncles have been down at the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall for three generations. So, that's no joke. You've been in business that long, dominating for three generations. That's a big deal. Make sure you head down to the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall and check them out. Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Go see the uncles online anytime. FamilyAutos.com. See the uncles for details. The offer is going to end, all the offers this month, will end March 31st, 2020.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
What up?
Oh, my God.
All right, 1023 on this Monday. It's a good Monday. Yeah, good. Well, you're feeling good about Flyers.
Spring's in the air, too.
We were entertained. Yeah, it's going to be 60 today, 60 tomorrow.
I came from the shore this morning with the windows down.
We were outside pre-show having like a little meeting. It was nice out. A little chilly. It's going to be up to 60. Nah, you listen to you. It's going to be a nice week. You know, it's funny because I keep waiting for, like, we haven't had winter, right? So I keep waiting for, like, one blast.
Yeah, like, we're going to get the report. Oh, this April, we're going to get a huge snowstorm.
Exactly. Like, does it happen? I don't know. I mean, at this point, it feels like we're just not going to have it.
We had that snowstorm last year. Wasn't it Harper? Wasn't the snowstorm Harper last year?
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, look, that means Bryce Harper's coming here.
Yeah. I wonder if we get one.
I don't know if we do. I feel like it's too late. Or March.
When the clocks. The clocks turn back soon.
This week.
This weekend?
I think it's on the weekend, yeah.
So we lose it out. Yeah, this is the losing
out. Yeah, but it's not like coming into work the next day or something. I think it's
on Saturday night, yeah. Yeah, but we get an extra hour of light. I like the light.
I love the extra light.
Yeah, the best times is like the 6 to 8 when it's light.
Yes. I'm a big fan of the 6 to 8 when it's light out.
Yeah. You're down ashore. Feels good. It's a good time. Spring. Playoffs. Got to get Ben back.
I'm worried.
Are you worried?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really...
Woj yesterday before the game said... Well, he described the Ben back situation as murky.
I'm afraid that part of it is maybe even his camp, and it's like,
well, it's all his camp.
They're not gonna win this year. So that's just, you know, why push it?
Well, listen, I'm in favor of not risking anything.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if we're gonna risk anything, I'm out. Sit him out. You know, it is what it is.
I don't want him to push through, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like,
if it's nothing, like,
I have a feeling. I almost feel like we're going to hear something in like a week or two, and it's like, yeah.
Well, right around the 11th, I think the 11th, 12th is when he's getting reevaluated.
So we might find out then. Ben Simmons done for the year.
Maybe. I mean, I still thought it would happen like more like the third. Entering the fourth week of March is when there would be a real decision made.
Oh, it just sucks. Because with,
yeah, it does. No,
with
it
all
does.
The ups and downs, and I was saying, I said this to you last week, I said this to Jamie on Saturday, with all the ups and downs, I would still get fired up come playoff time. And even if Ben Simmons isn't playing, I'm still going to get excited once the playoffs start, because they're going to make the playoffs. They're not missing the playoffs.
Yes.
But when you go into a series without Ben, it's like, all right.
No, I got it.
See what you got, Joe. Right,
exactly. Like, you know, who knows? So you go in there and go, well, all right, whatever. House money type of thing.
Yeah, like, all right, we've seen the playoff games without Embiid.
Yeah.
Now we'll see the playoff games without Simmons. Joe, yeah. It's your time.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. But I'm not ruling out the idea that maybe Ben does come back, and then there is this built for 16, you know, comes alive.
I don't know if I can go there.
All right,
it
so
sucks. I don't know if I can go there.
Really? Well, it's too early to go there now. I'm not even going to entertain that now. So I was at Wawa this morning, and my man says to me, "No cuss. Flyers. I need more Flyers today."
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Says, "I need more Flyers today." I go, "You get it. You'll get it." So we got Boosh on today. He's like, "Good." Now, what was your take on Friday? What happened? You had a bad experience on Friday?
No, it wasn't a bad experience. So about 2 hours before the game. So I went because, you know, Tyrone's wife was sick. And they
right. You traded to the game.
So I got the two tickets, and I got them around, like, 2 o'clock or, like, 1:30 was when he gave them to me. So I texted. First guy I thought of was my buddy Joey, who's a really big Flyers fan.
Right.
So I texted him, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm in. And then around 4 o'clock, he goes, "Oh, my God, dude, I totally forgot I'm doing something, you know, moving it." He had to help somebody move in, something like that, so he couldn't go. And I'm like, "Oh, damn, like, you know, I got 2 hours to figure out somebody wants to go." So I texted my buddy he's getting married and stuff coming up. So I was like, "All right, he was one of my groomsmen. I was like, let me take him out. This will be like his one-on-one bachelor party, right?"
Yeah.
And we went to Chickie's down, you know, South Philly. And we're hanging out. And he's like, we're sitting there. He goes, "You know, I don't mind getting another beer. I don't mind going in a few minutes late to the game." And
really?
I was like, No. I was
no.
like, "No, I don't want to miss a second of this team."
Good man.
But think about that. You go to a Phillies game in August, you're like, "All right, I'll miss an inning."
I'll be honest with you, I don't believe in that.
Okay, that's good. But see, I know a lot of people who do.
I don't believe in the whole, like, here's the thing.
You're not a tailgater.
Yeah, I'm not.
My buddies do the tailgate, and they're like, "Oh, we'll go into the third inning. Let's have another beer. It's cheaper out here. We already brought the beer."
I get it.
And I'd rather go in.
I get that. But if I'm going to the game, I'm going to the game.
Yes.
And I need to see, like, first pitch of the game. And I need to see. Now, it's different if it's, you know, it's one of these Phillies games.
Phillies Marlins.
Yeah. You know, it's July.
I still want to be there,
I don't
though.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah, I pay for the ticket.
I'm just thinking, like, if they stink and they're out of it, I don't mind. Then I go, all right, I get you. But if it's a game, like, and they're, you know, early in the season, I'm still, you know, I have hope.
Yep.
Or they're in a pennant race, I didn't see first pitch.
So the other thing is, Flyers fans.
Puck drop. I didn't see puck drop.
And this is no shot at Flyers fans because they talk about it themselves. Flyers fans are notorious for not getting there right at puck drop.
I don't understand that. We've, you know, listen.
Talked about it.
We talked about it off air.
They're notorious for not being there right at puck drop.
What is that? That's an L.A. thing.
I don't know if it's a SEPTA thing, right? Like, I don't know if they just, you know, they missed the train. I'll get there when I get there. Or if it's, because you're not really tailgating Flyers games because most of the time it's still cold out. So I don't know if you're at one of the bars down the street. But that place was packed at puck drop.
Yeah.
That's when you know things are changing. When not only I tell my buddy, like, "No, dude, we're getting there at the start of the game." But when I got there, every seat was full. There wasn't that 10 minutes into the first period is when the people finally showed up and when the seats were finally filled. It was 7 o'clock, puck drop, everybody was there.
Yes.
And that is a sign when this team is really going to the next level. And it's not just Flyers stuff, it's any team, but especially Flyers fans because they are not always there right on time. But they were there for that Friday night game.
I'm surprised that was a thing.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Because that's not really our personality. We're not really late-arriving people.
No.
We're usually can't-wait people.
But that place was packed and ready to go Friday night.
Wow, it's Flyers Rangers.
Yeah, they're, you know, they do like the hype videos before the game starts. Place is going nuts.
Yeah.
There was some bickering going on in the section next to me, Flyers Rangers fans.
Well, you know what's great about, because when I used to work in New York years ago, I used to work with this dude. You know, it was funny. The Flyers were a hated bunch.
Outside of Philadelphia. Yeah.
Especially in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Hated. In fact, the Flyers were hated more than the Eagles by true New Yorkers. Like, New York 4-for-4s hated the Flyers more than anybody, even more than the Eagles.
I guess that makes sense because they go back to the 70s and the two times.
Dude, they hate those Ranger fans. Ranger. The Rangers.
But everybody hated the Flyers.
There was a guy who used to work with Blezo. His name was Dave Blezo.
Not Drew Bledsoe or Eric Bledsoe.
No, Blezo.
Blezo.
Blezo. I like Dave. Blezo was a good dude. He used to work on the they call it the sports desk. And he was a huge Ranger fan. So I'm not thinking. I had to come up for a meeting. Now, I rarely went into the office because I was always traveling. So I come into the office for a meeting, and I didn't even realize it, but I was wearing a Flyers t-shirt.
Oh, yes.
Right? Like, you know, out of the blue. And he goes, you're walking around with that shirt. You have the stones to work for the New York Post and wear a Flyers, they fly in the New York accent, Flyers t-shirt.
I'm sure he dropped a few F-bombs in there, too.
I would fire you now. And I would go, what? So remember the year they went to the Cup was 97. So all that whole run up until they get smoked by Detroit. I was like, hey, you need me to cover the little hockey playoffs? They're like, no. Get on the road.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I used to kill them all the time. Blezo. In fact, I want to send them a text call.
Good.
Sweet, sweet. Sweet, sweet.
Yo, home and home.
Yeah. Because every once in a while, like, I'll see him. He'll come out of the blue. Blezo. He's big range. Rangers. We love the Rangers. That Madison Square Garden. That was a great place, Madison Square Garden. The blue seats and all that stuff. Like, you know, that was pretty cool. And when we used to invade Flyer fans and fight something in the seats.
You get off the train right there.
Yeah, it's great.
Walk in.
Great stuff. That's why, like, I do wish, I like when you're good. And, see, I think I would love to see, hello, Rhonda. Rhonda just walks by, man. She scares me. I want to see the Rangers good and the Flyers good at the same time. And the Knicks good and the Sixers good. Knicks are going to stink for a long time.
Yes.
But wear that, you know, that Manhattan thing. The Brooklyn's not cool.
It's fake.
It is. It's as fake as Brooklyn became. Because Brooklyn became, you know, capital city for the hipsters. So it's not even real Brooklyn anymore. It's like that show. This is awesome. You see that show? What's his face? He's like an OG type dude, and he gets out of jail, and there's like hipsters in all of his neighborhood.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know the show?
No.
Oh, you're horrible. You don't know anything. There's a show. I forget who's in it. I love him, too. He's funny. I can't remember his name. Anyway, he's like plays an OG, and he comes out of jail. And could you imagine, like, you're away for a long time. You come out.
Called The Last OG.
And oh, is it really? And the neighborhood is all gentrified and hipsterized. So he's coming out.
It's funny.
Well, it's funny. I used to joke around with my cousin all the time. We used to kid around about it. I go, I got hipsters all my block. Can't get no beer because, you know, you walk in, you go to the corner bar, and it's all IPAs
yes.
now. And it's like $8 for an IPA. You come out of jail and you don't recognize the neighborhood. First of all, you see white kids walking around your neighborhood drinking IPAs. You're going, well, where am I at? So Brooklyn's kind of fake in that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm out on Brooklyn.
All right. You don't even know any. Dude, I got to tell you about one show I saw this weekend. It was phenomenal. A phenomenal show. I'll tell you about it later on.
Okay.
But I don't even know why I'm talking to you. I'm really going to tell the audience.
You'll be looking at me, but you're not talking to me.
Right. You'll be talking to the audience. All right, let's get it started. Aaron in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, what's up, Kaz?
Yo, what's up, Aaron? Tracy Morgan. Yeah. Thanks, Mark. Yeah,
Tracy Morgan. Morgan. Come on, yeah. Man. The last OG, man. Come
it's
on.
It's a great
man.
Concept.
Yeah, yeah. Everything changed. He gets out of prison. Everything is like, yo, what town am I in? This ain't Brooklyn no more.
Exactly.
It's funny, bro. It's funny, man. But the word this week, I'm coming with a word every week. It's confidence. I like the confidence and shake yesterday. On a big stage out in L.A., on TV, on national television, the boy drops 39 on him, man. I mean,
yeah.
That's big. That's big. That's big for his confidence. That's big.
Wow, he was on fire. It wasn't missing.
Yeah, he wasn't missing, man. But he was going to the basket. He was driving nice. He was shooting. He was shooting. You know, he gave him the jumper. He was shooting. They're shooting it over people. Good game yesterday, even though they lost, man. Way to battle. So I give him confidence there. But, the Hartfords, the Richardsons, the Robinsons are killing me still.
Oh, Robinson, man. Oof.
I mean, my God, where's their confidence at? I mean,
I'll be honest with you. Like, I was at first, I like Robinson. Moves around the ball, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, man, he has been hideous. And after that little statement he made
about,
where am I at? And, I miss Golden State or some nonsense. I'm like, I'm starting to hate you like I hated your father.
But know what I love about the Flyers, though? They have four lines, man, that can score on you, that can muck and grind and can hold back penalties and good on the power play. And they just an exciting team to watch, man.
They score. They score.
Yeah. I mean, all of them can score, though. All of them can score, basically.
Right. And remember, for years with this Hackstall, they couldn't score. It was painful. And you thought, at least I thought, that they needed, snipers. They needed
big-time
goal scorer. But really, what they needed was Alain Vigneault. They needed a new system.
Yeah. Oh, man, the coach, man. I can't say his name right, Ant, but I love the guy.
Just
man.
Say AV, then. That's all.
AV.
There
AV.
You go.
He's a mastermind back there, man. And he don't get rattled either. Even when they was going through bad stretches, he didn't get rattled. He just was saying, look, I'm going to work with this team. We're gonna get better. I kind of like the way his strategy as a coach. You know, he don't get, flustered to me. He's calm. And he'll tell you, look, I'm going to work with this team. I'm going to get this team. I'm going to get the system's going to work.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's going to work. It's going to work. And you keep plugging in that system, man. I love it, man.
I know.
I can watch the Flyboys all day now, man. I can watch them all day.
Well, they're excited.
I watched them when they were bad. So I can
Company can
watch them when they're good.
Right. Well, man, now it's different, though. See, when a team shows you that they're legitimate and they're a legit, title contender, right? Now all of a sudden you start going, let me look at your schedule here. All right, let me plan around.
Yeah,
so now you plan your life like, Washington, Wednesday night?
Yeah, they got Washington.
Oh, man. I'm in on that game. Like, I'm watching that game.
Oh, yeah, I'm in on that.
Yeah.
I'm in on all of them now because
they're the big games even more.
I don't understand the point
more.
System, though, man. Help me out with the point system. I don't really
understand. We should do a whole kind of tutorial. I think with that we should do. Yeah, and the whole idea, which is if you go into the shootout, you get if you win it, you get two. You lose it, you get one.
You get a point.
Right.
I understand that concept. I don't like if you're behind. Like they're behind. Who are they behind right now? They're behind.
Talking about the standings. Yeah,
yes,
the playoffs and the wild card. Yeah, of course, it breaks down to the wild card. It's sort of like the NFL in that sense, but there's the wild card that's a separate, and then there you have the division, which is the primary. So that's kind of how it works. It's kind of straightforward in that sense. But we should do like a little tutorial for the people, kind of get reacquainted with hockey. What do you think?
I'm down for that. About to make that run.
Well, from time to time, we get to, let's go brothers on hockey, right?
Yes.
Because, look, I urge all to jump on board. Right? I'll jump on Stein's bus.
Yes. I got Steve Stein was ripping the Sixers this weekend.
No, I don't rip the Sixers. Leave it. Again, 4 for 4. That's the core, right? 4 for 4 to the core. Come on now.
Man, imagine we could have a parade down Broad Street. I'll just throw that out there.
You know,
I don't want to be too crazy.
No, but like, it's not insane to say. And listen, it was funny because when I was telling about my buddy from Wawa this morning, he says, dude, he goes, it's been a long time. And he's right. You know, long time. What, 10 years before the Sixers, basically, or 9 years before the Sixers. Pretty amazing. Spring. Oh, my God. All right, 610-632-0975. Got a couple open lines if you want to snake through. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Shall we talk about Parts Casino, shall we? The fabulous 4-for-4 casino of choice. Street Road, Ben Salem, right in the gateway to Bucks County. She's local. It's our casino of choice. Sportsbook. Call them at Cousins Corner every week. If you're thinking about the tournament this month, this is it, home stretch. When the conference tournament starts, it's next weekend, right? It's not this weekend, next weekend, next week, next 2 weeks from today, I think, is when the conference tournaments will really begin. You get the smaller ones before that. Make sure you go and hook up with Parks Casino. You're going to go nuts. Watch the tournament there. It'll be crazy, absolutely crazy watching the tournament there. Wrap around video wall, stadium seating, big bar, food, you name it. It'll be a great hub to watch all the games. In the interim, you can't get there. Don't worry about it. Go to parkscasino.com/PA or download the app from the Apple iTunes Store. Use my promo code CuzRadio. You can get up to a $500 free bet. That's right, as an account credit, up to $500 by using the promo code CuzRadio. Check it out. Got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
To 97.5 The Fanatic.
On this Monday, March the 2nd. We're out of February. We're now in the March. A fun time of the year as we get ready for the tournament. And then baseball coming. And then the playoffs. NHL and NBA. And I would have thought we'd lead with the NHL playoffs. Brian Boucher coming up at 11:20. He was the analyst yesterday. It was awesome having, you know, it's great having Boosh when he does the home games and stuff. And he was great. It was, you know, incredible tilt. That's two monster wins over the Rangers. And this impressive, impressive season continues. Let's get back to the phone lines. Here he is, Big Nick. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick, hey.
Antonio, how are you, buddy?
Good, brother.
What's up, buddy? What's new? Good.
Happy Monday to you, my brother.
So I had a great weekend. I mean, back to back Rangers. You know, Sixers came out hot in the beginning. I mean, we kind of figured that. I mean, 12 o'clock start. You know, our time. I'm sorry, their time. 3 o'clock start for us. So they came out hot. They looked good. Sixers without Embiid and Ben, we can't expect anything. But let's talk Flyers.
Yes.
And runners.
Yeah.
Look. and Stein. Stein needs a tribunal from the town. Sounds like, because something happened on Friday, supposedly, right, on Twitter, and now it happens again on Sunday. So it's tribunal time, in my opinion.
What happened on Twitter? I missed it.
Supposedly, somebody said on Friday that he was mocking the Sixers because they got.
Right. I did. Okay, yeah. Right.
You know, when Ben got hurt and he wasn't playing, they're like, oh, come over to our bus, whatever. So we're all one family. So, look, front runners. I hate the word front runners because just because we don't talk Sixers, I'm sorry, Flyers at 10:01 a.m. or 2 p.m. On the station or 6 p.m. right away, it's not because we're not following. Like you and I, it doesn't matter where we're at 7 o'clock, the closest TV has both, if you're two right. TVs, you have both games on.
Right.
I DVR both games. Yep. I DVR every single Philadelphia game, excluding MLS. Okay? Nothing. And I'm a soccer fan. Just like, I'm a diehard soccer fan.
Yeah.
Eagles, they get recorded. Sixers, Phillies, I had at some point in time DVR'd and on tape and then erased it because sometimes you might not be there at 7:01 or 7:05 at drop, but you're going to be there in 5 or 7 minutes. So we're not front running. We're always 4 for 4. Like 4 for 4, we don't just say that. And even though I've been calling about Ben for 6 months straight now and Carson 3 months straight before that, it's not because I wasn't paying attention to the other teams. They were all getting watched. They're always getting watched. We just, as callers, we can only talk about so much for a short period of time. So that's the bottom line. But I said a couple of weeks ago, right before the All-Star break, this is the team. This team is growing in front of our eyes. I'm analogy to the Eagles. This was the Carolina Thursday night game.
Yes.
Like 3 weeks ago, yes, 4 weeks ago, yes, there was a game where they weren't supposed to win. They went on the road back to back and they won it. And I'm going, why can they not win? I mean, you have to prove to me that they can't win because all they're proving to me now is they can win.
Period. Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, remember that one stretch where they played Tampa tight? They beat.
Yes.
They went home and home in Washington. They go down on a Saturday night and they put 7 on Holtby.
Yeah.
Chase them. I mean, you're right on. You're dead right. Why can't they win?
Point.
And it was funny because do you remember they had that one little hiccup
on the road out west?
Yeah,
and they played
Minnesota and maybe it was Winnipeg, and they got down early, like 3-0, 4-1. But you know they've responded well since then. It's amazing.
Right. They had that bad stretch out west. That one little short out west trip, and
it's like
they
3 games.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Yes. And then they came home and they righted the ship right away, which we knew. Like we at that point we said, okay, they went at home. Carter Hart plays well at home, but I think Carter Hart was hurt at that time or just got hurt. But we knew at home they played much better. So it's like now you have to prove to me on the road. And then they went to that Tampa Bay series. They went to home and home. It was that series where I went, okay, they turned the page. And then there was. Wasn't there a New Jersey? What was that bad loss? Was it a New Jersey loss? Was 5-1 or?
Yes, it was Jersey. Yes, yes, right. Yeah, yeah.
And at that point,
it's like 5-0. I think I'd shut out. Yeah, or whatever.
Right. What I loved was the coach came on and said, "Well, you know, we're all disappointed about this, but this does happen occasionally in the 2-game season, and we're going to just move on." And that told me right away that this is the coach they needed. Because some idiot coach would go in there and just rip the paint off the wall. But he realized that they were growing.
Right.
Every
that was
Super
a hiccup.
Bowl team,
right.
Yeah, every Super Bowl team, every basketball championship team, every major MLB Super World Series team, they have a 1 or 2 bad games throughout the season. It takes a veteran coach to realize, are these guys competing every night and during practice, and this is a one-off? If it is, then I got to let it go. I got to let them know that, hey, we don't want to
see
in the future, but let's move forward.
So, I agree. Great stuff, brother. Great stuff, Nikki. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, you're right on. Why not? That's what we're asking right now. Why not Flyers? You know, we saw the Blues win it. And if anybody can win in this NHL, you know, it's such an even field when you have the goaltending. I mean, that's, you know, cliche, but it's true. And they can score. So here's the other thing, too. They can score. That's something I, like, love about them. And they're, like, lethal on the power play. Yesterday, I mean, 3 power play goals and a shorthanded goal. And don't you sense, like, don't you feel, I don't know about you, like, when you watch a team, don't you watch with an anticipation of an expectation? Like, when the Phillies would be down 3-0 back in the day, right? 08 Phils, 09, 10. Remember thinking, ah.
Wait till the second time around in the order.
Right, or, you know, the other team's at home, right? The other team scores 3-2 and you go watch Phils come back with 4 in the bottom of the first.
Yes.
Right? And they come out, boom, boom, hit crooked numbers. You just got that. Like yesterday, I'm watching that game, I'm going, I got a feeling they're going to score early. Like I felt it. Like, power play, you're like, all right. But don't you anticipate
that? Yes, and you also get the same feeling when they go down early. You're like, they're not out. They're not done. Like, you can have both.
Right, like, teams give off a certain vibe that if you watch them enough, you kind of get a vibe off of them. Positive or negative.
Like, when we were down, when we went to the game when we were on the glass against Florida, they went down 1-0 early. We weren't sitting there like, ah, damn. Well, no, we were like, all right, the Flyers are going to knot it up at 1 any minute now.
Yes.
You know, and then they end up winning, what, 3-1 that game or something like that, 4-1.
Yeah.
It was the same thing with the game Friday night. They go down 1-0 early, and I'm like, they're not out. They got Carter Hart's been playing great at home this season, and they got an offense who's, you know, they're incredible.
Tuesday? I was at the game Tuesday night with the kids, and they were down early. Sharks.
Yes.
1-0 or whatever. And, like, you knew they come back and they dominate. It's 11 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, where Beasley Media Group Station.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.